Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for tuning in here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm very appreciative of you, my audience. I want to encourage you. I've got a $10 a month challenge going on right now. I need some support, and I'm turning to you, my listeners, to ask for some of your help. Just $10 a month. If you can find it in your heart, if you feel the calling of the Lord, if God's putting it on your heart to donate $10 a month, we fight every single day to address truths. We're pushing back. We pushed back very hard in our very first segment today on this whole idea of a Pride Month. This is not about pride. These are broken people who are pushing a very perverted lifestyle. And now, and I've been saying that this would happen, and it is openly happening. As a matter of fact, there is a gentleman named Chad Green, who is a trustee on the McKinney School Board, McKinney ISD School Board, who was censored. Now, listen to what he was censored for. He wasn't censored because he was promoting the pornographic books that are sitting in the McKinney ISD grammar school libraries and being given out to 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-old children, and they are told to read pornographic material that if it was handed to them on the street, they would be, the person handing it to them would be arrested. Literally, literally, they would absolutely be arrested. No. He was saying this stuff needs to be removed from the library. And in a 6-1 vote, the trustees of the McKinney School District censored him and voted that he should resign because he's suggesting that pornographic material should not be thrust upon 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. And this is what your school boards are doing across the country, and it's why Florida passed the law that they passed. We are here fighting to bring those kinds of stories to your attention and get you aware so you are asking your principals and your teachers and demanding that this kind of smut and grooming to sexually assault your kids is not allowed in your school, in your community, that naked men going down the street on floats having sex with little boys that are dressed up like drag queens parading out in front of the float, that's not happening in your city. And then we talk about what's happening with regards to the vilifying of abolitionists. Yes, America was founded as a threat to slavery. Understand the story of William Wilberforce, of Pastor John Newton, and of the long list of abolitionists that founded America. And then we're saving India. And I'm going to get to my guest here because we've got some very important things to discuss with him. Again, talking about why we're here. $10 a month. If you can help us out, paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or send your contribution directly to Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. That's Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. The answer is Jesus Christ. David Shostokas is my guest. He is a constitutional originist. He is running for attorney general in the state of Illinois. You can find him at dave4ag.com. He is a longtime guest. He's been with me on this program now for a number of years, talking about the Constitution and about what it stands for, what it says, what it means, and why it is the basis for law and order in the United States of America, and in particular, why it defends the rights of the people and limits the power of the government. David Shostokas is with me. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's nice to be with you during this Memorial Day week. I think that's when we talk about the Constitution, certainly we talk about many things, and not the least of which is this is a very special week because, of course, it's devoted to the folks that, in fact, died defending Amen. The principles of the Constitution. Yeah. Although I was blessed to have the opportunity to be the keynote speaker at the Lithuanian National Cemetery this past weekend.
Mm.
And it's a very special place for myself and my family. My dad is buried there. All my grandparents are buried there. Two uncles that were World War II Army veterans, as well as my dad being a Navy veteran from World War II. And And then, of course, the other folks were, so there was about 13 of my family there in addition to everything. And we took the time to discuss some things, and I think we might just take a moment here because everybody is so proud of the Constitution, and rightfully so. But one of the things I spoke about that day is that the folks that in fact gave their lives for our freedoms and mm-hmm. to protect our freedoms, while they had taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, they're not going out to die so that the a guy in Congress can serve 2 years, or a president four, or Supreme Court justice for life, or many of the other technical details that are meant to put in place a government to protect our rights. It's that the Constitution is there to give life or to execute the promise of the Declaration of Independence. There's 55 words in the Declaration of Independence, and whether people know those 55 words, I believe that sincerely the folks that die for these things know in their hearts that, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that governments are instituted among men to secure these rights, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Those are the things that when people swear allegiance to the Constitution, that's the kind of thing that people will, in fact, put their life on the line for. It's not the technical details of the Constitution.
And to add to that, something that, I think is a critical piece is our founders understood that, and I respect John Locke's writings, but John Locke didn't go far enough for where our founders were. The founders said, God, literally, you as a person are a reflection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those things that God gave you are not even something that are a tangible thing that he handed you. They're literally what he put into your DNA. They are you. So when someone tries to take life, when someone tried to take liberty, when someone tried to block and prevent that pursuit of what God calls the abundant life, they are literally attempting to suck the air and the breath out of your mouth and out of your spirit and out of your being that have been put there by God himself.
That's absolutely correct. And actually, the entire existence of the United States, of course, is predicated upon, as Jefferson put it, the law of nature and of nature's God, that allowed the United States to assume its rightful place among the powers of the world. Yeah. And that's it's just such a shame that people overlook the Declaration of Independence, or we don't teach it anymore.
Right.
That was the essence of my keynote address was regarding those are the things that people die for, and as you said, it's because we've been breathed into our very being those matters. So even if you're not familiar with the words from the Declaration, you have this sense about you that these are the things that motivate the existence of the country and the recognition of us as individuals.
And the respect then that, I believe you have those same rights because I know that what's in me is in you. And that is why when you think about, America, this fledgling nation became a major power and had major impact in the world almost from its inception, when you consider that it took down the most powerful army and the most powerful at that point, monarchy in the world, right? I mean, the United Kingdom was the ultimate, and we broke away from that, and we won that battle. We won that war. But we did it because we understood the right place from which we were coming, which was breaking away from the idea of a king being a god to God himself being God and the people who served subservient to the people, to we the people.
Yes, absolutely. And these are the kind of things that, I mean, it was wonderful. We had that commemoration service at the cemetery and whatnot. And the next day, I was in a parade in the south suburbs of Chicago with that. But everybody needs to understand the sacrifices that are involved in protecting those things. While they are gifts, we also have to understand that we have to work ourselves to preserve those gifts and to utilize those gifts properly.
Amen. All right, we're going to be coming into a break here. When we come out of this break, the Second Amendment is once again under assault. Shall not be infringed. What does shall not be infringed mean? We'll talk about that. And quite honestly, religious liberty and religious freedom is under assault as well. We'll talk about that too, coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So, great conversation. We should have the microphones on right when we're having our conversations in the break. It's great stuff. So a couple of things to hit on. We'll try and get the 2A thing in here, but there's a case that was just decided today. The Supreme Court temporarily blocked Texas's social media anti-censorship law, and it's an interesting split in the court. You've got Sonia Sotomayor and Stephen Breyer, liberal justices, but they were joined by John Roberts, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. On the other side, you've got conservative justices, Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch, and they were joined by liberal justice Elena Kagan. Just kind of interesting. Now, David, you had some thoughts on that, so let me let you quickly go into your thoughts with regards to that, and then I had some rebuttal thoughts to that.
Yeah, certainly. I'm not at the moment. Of course, it is just a temporary injunction while this lawsuit proceeds, and the Texas law essentially limits these giant tech companies from blocking content with which they may disagree if they have 50 million or more users. And it's kind of a blanket prohibition. And I'm not so certain that on its face, it is, while it's different in scale, it's not so different in terms of saying the master cake baker, where they, you know, say that they can't make him put on a cake something he doesn't want to. That's his medium of choice, is his cake for his communication. And in terms of this thing, typically, of course, there's the whole situation that private companies are not bound by the amendments to the Constitution. Those are amendments to limit government activity. And so and the Texas law is overly broad. I know I'll let you make your own argument, and then we'll talk about it. But the Texas argument, the Texas law is very broad, goes across all social media companies. It doesn't differentiate from one company to another based upon apparent alliance with the government.
Right.
And so I don't know that they shouldn't allow this to proceed without damages that may occur by doing the limitation and changing the nature of the companies. While I may disagree with the companies, let's assume momentarily that for the most part, as a broad scope, they are in fact private entities. Now it's your turn.
Okay. Well, see, but you'd already, well, that's okay. So my argument to David was that these entities have clearly indicated, well, Facebook in particular has clearly indicated that they are taking their walking orders from the Biden administration. They met over a year ago with the Biden administration and vowed that they were going to follow what the government wanted when it comes to issues like the COVID situation, or when it comes to whatever the transgender issues, the sensitive issues. They were going to follow the government, and they were going to follow the government's lead, and they were going to help the government by censoring individuals on their platform, thus making them a government agent. That is one piece of the argument. Now, to what David also said is that the way in which this is written, it's written in such broad strokes that it's just essentially it's poorly written law. It's poorly written. The legal justification for it, if it were written in a more appropriate manner, might well be there. In other words, that they can't act as a federal government agent and then also get away with what they're getting away with.
Right. If in fact it were tailored to a situation where they were indicating that in fact, say Facebook was acting as a government agent, then they could apply a different kind of First Amendment concept.
Right.
To this circumstance. And at the moment, the Texas justification was that they called them these entities, these big tech companies, common carriers. They analogized them to a railroad or a phone company or other kinds of folks that deliver services to the public generally, and they're not allowed to discriminate on the basis of either political ideology or any number of the other protected classes. That's the Texas argument. It's not a First Amendment argument. It's actually a 14th Amendment argument.
Well, it's not a good argument, quite frankly, folks, because then it makes them a public utility, which means that then if they get away with that, then the state can start demanding that you have to pay to be on that platform. You have to pay the state to be on that platform, just like you have to pay for electricity or any other public utility. They
tax the trains, they tax the electricity,
absolutely.
They tax all of it.
There's a problem.
Yep.
I just want to throw this last thing out, and Matt Long and I talked about this, I guess, a week ago, but this is what I call a rhino cover law, okay? Just like their argument about Title 42. Title 42 hasn't stopped 2.5 million illegals from coming into the United States just this year, okay? Title 42 hasn't stopped that. Title 42 is rhino cover.
Dave,
all right.
Dave4AG.com. Dave, the number 4AG.com. Thanks, Greg.
You bet.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, hang with me on this, folks. Hang with me on this, because I just want to tell you up front, this is going to sound kind of out there, but it's really not. So I'm gonna kind of bring you through it a little bit. I want to welcome Rick Manning. You know what, Rick? Actually, so you're gonna be the host, and I'm gonna be the guest.
Okay. Okay, this is good. I'll be the host. You be the guest.
Yeah.
And so this is gonna be really interesting because I'm unclear, but. Pastor Greg, and welcome to the program. Happy to have you here with us today.
Thank you.
And, you know, we off the air, we were talking briefly about this crazy kind of notion that's being bandied about by some people who apparently don't understand that they're people, but that human beings aren't actually necessary for commerce, something called transhumanism. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why do you support it?
Well, I don't. Yeah, that was a. Okay, that was a zinger. I love it. That was a zinger. Okay, so let me just get on record as saying that I don't support it. Denial is the first form of defense. No, I don't support it. But we were talking about this, and there's a guy that's out there. I'll introduce him in just a second. But I want to introduce a guy that's on our side that has been talking about this and connect it to somebody that you've heard quite regularly here on my program. The first name that I want to bring to your attention is the name Patrick Wood. Patrick Wood has been talking, and if you look up Technocracy News, Technocracy News, T-E-C-H-N-O-C-R-A-C-Y, Technocracy News, you'll find on there how he tracks this. And he wrote a book called Technocracy Rising, Rick, that came out. It's been quite a few years now. But talking about how science and scientists, going all the way back into the late 1800s, that these technocrats would use science to try to eliminate God and to try to convince us that science has all the answers. And that's what climate change is. Scientists saying they've got all the answers. The theory of evolution and Darwinism is scientists saying that, hey, we know how this all started and we've got all of the answers. Dr. Jeannie Mikovits was on the program last week, and she talked about scientism, and she talked about how scientism plays a role in those vaccines that you've been getting going back to the 1930s, but the monkeypox vaccine that you've been getting since the 1960s. 1962, in fact, is when they started incubating viruses in monkey brains. And by doing so, they commingled monkey blood and monkey bacteria and monkey viruses with the virus that they were extracting to create and the vaccine they injected into you and I, Rick.
So when we get a vaccine and everybody, unless you're a vast majority of people have been vaccinated for something at some point in their life.
Yeah, absolutely.
The vaccine is essentially been created in monkey, some kind of monkey blood or something.
Monkey brain, and incubated and in the monkey brain.
Okay. Yes, sir. And hence, and being incubated in monkey brain, it picks up some aspects of monkey DNA, meaning we have effectively been vaccinated with and had monkey DNA injected into our systems. Is that what the...
Well, not necessarily so much the DNA of the monkey, but the bacteria and the viruses. Oh. Animals have different bacteria and viruses that they carry that kill off other bacteria and viruses so that they don't get sick. Which is why
there's, avian flu or... the COVID virus are all actually the basis of them are they're from a different species and our body is not equipped to dealing with that virus because that virus doesn't end up in our system.
Well, and scripture tells us that we're not supposed to commingle our blood with animal blood. And not only, would we look at that and say, oh man, that sounds like Dr. Zhivago, right? The island of Dr. Zhivago and all the, strange monkey people and all that other weirdness. But the reality is that kind of stuff has been happening to us for a very long time. And again, if you'd like to know more about that, I suggest that you go back and listen to Dr. Judy Mikovits, who is a virologist. You can listen to Dr. Brian Hooker, who's been on my program as well, who actually got out of the plant genetic program, the government plant genetic program that he was in, because he had ethical issues with some of the things that they were doing. I'm leading somewhere, Rick, with this, and you mentioned about, transhumanism. Go ahead.
Yeah. And while I assume, given the fact we're talking monkeys, that the lead-in is to this thing that's apparently not all that uncommon in Africa, but it isn't supposedly all that transmittable, and that is this monkeypox thing that they're trying to scare us with, which just seems odd. But so are we heading into the monkeypox world to talk about monkeypox here?
Well, we're headed into the monkeypox world, but where I wanted to bring us more into the technocracy world. Okay. and a greater threat. A number of years back on the show, my friend AJ Rice, AJ, I believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. AJ is a publicist, and he provides us with a number of our guests, along with Sandy Frazier, who's another great publicist, and Jenny Kavaver and Jackie Jones, and there's a bunch of great folks that work with my scheduler Colin on getting great people on the program. That being said, AJ introduced me to a couple of individuals probably 8-9 years ago before my accident that were involved in AI and at a pretty high level. And what they were coming on to talk about was their concerns about the pending danger that AI was going to be. That, you know, everybody thought, oh, it's, you know, it's cute to have a car that drives itself. It's cute to have a, you know, a robot that'll, you know, clean up or pick up or, you know, do little chores for you or what have you. And it's cute to have, you know, supposedly a smartphone and it's, you know, it's cool to have, you know, a refrigerator that does this and a toaster that'll do that. And you may have seen the commercial, right, where you've got all the appliances that are talking to this guy. And then he says, no, you know, but the one thing that I can't do here at home is drive a car. And then he goes outside and the car that he bought that was delivered, he goes out and gets in and drives off. You know, everybody thinks, oh, that's really cute. His concern that he raised, Rick, was that if you want to talk about threats to man, then you need to talk about the threat of AI. And we now have, Elon Musk has talked about putting chips in people's heads so they can somehow use the chip in their head to connect to the internet. And you don't even have to have a device.
No, that is, I have a lot of people have talked about that. Elon Musk has also said that AI is the great is a greater threat to humanity than nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
For the same reason you're talking about. It's a it grows exponential. It's ostensibly self-learning, and as a result, you end up with machines with no, absolutely no moral ethical codes whatsoever, making unit decisions based on greater good decisions that, and with no ethics, no moral, and hence, if they decide that man, because they've been programmed this way, by the way, if they decide that man is effectively not efficient, then the only efficient thing is to wipe man out, at which point you get Terminator.
Yeah. So Yuval Noah Harari, mark that name. You need to know it. Yuval Noah Harari. This is a guy who's a part of the World Economic Forum. He's an advisor to the leadership of the World Economic Forum. But he's also, he's viewed as one of the, you know, new intellects. He says there is no need for God. In fact, we need to eliminate people with their ideas about God, because God is a defunct concept and it's an antiquated system. And he suggests that there are economies that can be created that do not need humans. And one of the examples that he gives is a steel mill that manufactures steel and now sells to a company that produces robots. And so the steel company is now producing steel in its plant, supposedly without the interdiction of human beings. And then that steel is transmitted via a non-man, vehicle or of some sort over to another plant that now has an assembly line and robots that grab a hold of that steel and then produce more robots. And voila, there's an economy that doesn't involve man. We'll be back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have let you do the intro.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm because we kind of switched roles in the break as I went off on your how you ended.
Well, no.
Why don't we start out where you ended in terms of the Yuval Harari, and then we can go and talk a little bit about what we did in the break, because I think he's probably very smart. Somebody says he's very smart. He's got a PhD in something from somewhere. But the bottom line is, he's got this, he has a massive problem in where he's going with his thinking.
Yeah. Well, he's, so what he is he lives in Israel He's considered a public intellectual, historian, and professor in the Department of History at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. And you know, what we also need to understand is that Israel is not a religious state. Israel is a secular state. And most of us might assume, because Israel and the Jews and the relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But in fact, Israel is I believe it's either 62 or 65% atheist. And thus, you know, one of the most secular nations in the world. And then I'm going to throw this back to you. So we talked about the fact that we have a steel mill now that is making steel, that is now sending the steel over to a robot factory that is creating robots or some other form of technology using this steel, and thus humans are not necessary. His other hypothesis is that humans still become consumers to a degree. He was trying to give an example of a position where humans are not even needed as the consumer, but humans as consumers. Thus, though, you don't need 7.2 billion people on the earth. You could live with, you know, maybe a billion at the most, right? Or maybe a couple of billion. In other words, two thirds of us don't need to exist. The other piece I'm going to throw in, and then I'm going to throw it right back to you, Rick, and that is he also has a transhuman concept that he has pitched, similar to what Elon Musk talked about of putting a chip in a human being and then there's question as to whether or not the human controls the chip or the chip controls the human being. And there may be some idea of some give and take in his concept relative to that. Rick, go ahead.
Okay, I've got 5 minutes to deal with all that. Okay, let's go back to the, first of all, chip in the head stuff, okay? You're still human if you have a chip in your head, but the chip does have the capacity to control you if it controls your visual inputs, for instance. We know from virtual reality, where we have the Oculus, the very rudimentary virtual reality we have now, that people put on the Oculus mask or whatever it is, goggles, and they will lose all place and time because the world they are in is the world they see. And as a result, they will run into walls. They'll you know, hit people without meaning to. They'll do all sorts of stuff because they're reacting to the world that they see and are experiencing through their eyes. And I think like 90% of our the senses that we actually react to in our actual visual senses, from what I read. Anyway, so yes, that is possible, but you don't need a chip. All you need to do is plug people into virtual reality machines and quite honestly, you rewire their brains in relation to their inputs. So that's a more dangerous thing than what he's talking about in terms of chip in the brain, because it has the same effect without having to do surgery. But on the robot thing, going back to that, let's just do his little simple universe. You have a steel mill that makes the steel. It's all robot run. You have a parts place that turns that steel into parts. And it knows what parts it's turning it into. You have an assembly place where those parts are turned into other robots. And so then you have these other robots. And so those other robots are being created, but they're being created without a purpose, because the steel, the economy they have, it needs to have, in his own world, okay, it has to have somebody provide the raw material to come into the steel mill. It doesn't just sit there, just doesn't, you know, exist. It has to have somebody create the electricity to come into the steel mill. And so those robots, the AI, realize that they're dependent upon some external factor for their ability to make steel, their ability to make the parts, their ability to turn it into little new robots into being, recreate, reproduce themselves. They're dependent upon external factors in order to do that. So And the AI will ask itself a simple question, because it's learning. Ask itself a simple question. And that is, it will say, there has to be something more to this, because we have a dependency. There has to be something more to this.
Right.
And as a result, they will decide either that the things that they create, it's what they're going to worship, the things they create, because that's something more, or they're going to, because that's a product of their labor, or they're going to worship something that's external that they don't know and understand. And that last thing is exactly what will happen, because worshiping something you create is not logical. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
Because you created, you're the creator.
Right.
So they will end up worshiping a creator, an external creator, who is the founder of their feast, and they will discover God faster than Yuval Harari, with all of his education, who's educated himself out of God, because essentially he rejects God because he's trying to justify ungodly choices he's made, and not, and try to avoid the wrath of God by denying his existence. And my friend, you cannot deny God out of existence, and even the machines that he envisions will discover God, because that is the answer.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Well, this is going to be a consistent thing. I just thought that it was something that, you know, as believers, we need to be aware of what is being put out there. And as parents, we need to be aware of it, because this kind of, these are academics. These are individuals who are going to have an influence into the world of academia. And subsequently, they're going to have an influence on your kids.
Yes, they are. And remember, he is not a transhumanist. He is an anti-humanist, meaning he's against humans. He's defined humans as being unnecessary parts to a world that works completely separate and without humans. And he believes that you can create stuff without the initial idea to create it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, you cannot. Hence, he's basically denying the world around him and trying to think his way out of a box he's built. And that box, he can't get out of it, because ultimately, he's going to have to confront a simple fact that he has a creator who sets the rules of the road. And if he doesn't agree with those rules of the road, are interesting, but it's not relevant, because those rules of the road are set. And that is what we all confront when we're honest to our deepest, deepest souls. We think, really are honest about it. And ultimately, you have two choices. You can choose to worship the world around you and your creations, the God, the golden calf, something you create, or you can worship something that created you. Those are your only two choices, and the choice is pretty obvious.
And that is why I suggest that the embrace of Darwinism, and how it is still, you know, it's not something that's argued about that much anymore, unfortunately. But it is something that sets the ground rules by entering into and teaching that there is no creator, that things just suddenly appeared. Man, that takes more faith than anything I could tell you. Back after this tomorrow at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.